Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Once again, we're joined by Fernando Calvo of Altus Group, who's going to be interviewing Jeremy Chitlick about DC assessed values for the current tax year. And with that, we'll hand it over to Fernando.
Matt, thank you very much. Jeremy, welcome back.
Thanks.
So this is a part two of our podcast, and unfortunately, it's the last one we're going to have in the Mid-Atlantic this quarter. We've recently spoken about Maryland, Virginia, timelines for D.C. Today's podcast, the second part, is going to be focused on values for D.C. this year. Jeremy Chitlick, who has spent 6 years working in D.C.'s Office of Tax and Revenue, is going to give us a high-level overview of what to expect for values this year. So, Jeremy, talk to us a little bit about values for D.C. in 2016.
So what we're entering now, this is a valuation date of 1/1/16, and it's called Tax Year 17. These are taxes that the property owners will pay in March and September of 2017. And there's a couple years back, the assessors changed their methodology kind of to go from property specific to what they kind of blamed on. We're just going full market approach, and you saw some huge increases across the board, 20%+, kind of all over the place, especially downtown office. Mostly on the office side. Really, in the past, residential has stayed pretty much flat. There's some changes. They went over aggressive on cap rates, which I had talked about in previous podcasts. But what they've done this year, and nothing is set in stone. I've told that everything went to the printers on February 11th. But what I'm anticipating, at least what I'm predicting on, after speaking to some of my contacts within the Office of Tax Revenue and really in the industry, is the office side is going to see increases, but they're going to be slight in a way, 5, maybe 8%. There won't be any kind of 20% increases on the office side, which is obviously good news to the office owners after having that 2-3 years ago. But they will still see some increases. Really what happens is some of these sales come across, some really, really high sales for these A-plus cream-of-the-crop buildings, and the assessors kind of see that and run with it. So I'd expect the trophy assets to continue to increase. They're probably going to be closer to the 8% range. And 8% doesn't sound too bad, but then when you think about it, in some of these $400 million office buildings, that's a significant amount of money at a 1.85% tax rate. And then the real increase this year, it sounds like, is going to be on the apartment side. I'm told that apartments will go up anywhere from 10% on the low side to 40% on the high side. And the way they've done this is, yeah, I know, they've said we're going to, they've relooked at the rents. They've done rent studies. So in their modeling, they had market rents and they were adjusted up and down. The problem here is, a lot of times the base market rent would be too low, but then the assessor would see it was too low and adjust it up and put an adjustment in. Now if the assessments have replaced that base rent with a much higher number and those adjustments are still up by the assessor, it's going to have some overly inflated assessed values. So if, for example, if the base set a two-bedroom apartment is $1,000 downtown, that's obviously low, but the assessor was doing their job and they adjusted it up to $3,000. So they did a 3x multiplier on it. Well, now if they change the base from 1,000 to 2,500, if you still have that 3x adjustment on it, you're now looking at rents of $7,500, which is way over market. My hope is they've caught that and they've really adjusted it, but hearing that things went up 40%, I don't know if they did. So apartment owners, we represent, I'd say, the majority of the industrial-grade apartments downtown, and I've kind of given them all warning that don't shoot the messenger, but when I'm telling them expect 10 to 40% increases, and maybe in some of the smaller, older assets that are way under-assessed, they could see their assessments even double.
I mean, how do they justify these increases? I mean, what are they using more than just, you know, cap rate and recent sales? I mean, how do they truly justify a 40% increase?
Well, the problem is they don't really have recent sales. The apartments aren't like the office where you have all these huge numbers come across. There might be one or two that happened. There was a property at Woodley Park that traded for $1 million a unit, but that's such an anomaly and such a different animal. I don't really know yet, and that's what we're trying to figure out. It sounds like what they're saying is, hey, we adjusted our market rents. Our market rents were too low, which is fine. You can adjust that, but you need to test it. If if it's a market rent's one number, and then you have your expenses and your cap rate, those are really your three biggest factors in the value. The market rent you were using and the expenses you were using help determine that cap rate. So now if you're changing that market rent and not doing anything to that cap rate, you're over-assessing properties across the board. That, of course, is my concern. My other concern is that if the assessors have done this and they stand by it and then realize they made a mistake on everything, one, will they change it? And two, if they don't change it, will the board change it at the second level? I'm sorry, the commission change it, which is the second level of appeal. What history has told us is no, they usually won't make a complete change throughout an entire asset class like that. So that's really what we're stuck in. We got to figure out, are they going to change it universally, which probably they won't once we point out some of the errors, if there are errors. I mean, there's a chance they got it right, but hearing 40% increases on properties that were already assessed at or above market sounds like there's probably going to be some I'm probably going to be busy for the next few months.
Yeah, well, my gut's telling me they're not going to admit that they're wrong. So more than likely, this year it is extremely imperative to appeal your taxes, especially with all these increases. So, you know, 2015, how did appeals go for D.C. in 15?
Well, what happened was the commission, that second-level appeal, really didn't change much. The decisions that came across from them really were very skewed towards the assessor. So the assessors did a good job at the first level. They sat down, they took your arguments, they made some adjustments here or there. But if it was assessed at $100 million and you were asking for $80, it could very well have been worth every bit of what you were asking. They didn't come down to $80 on any cases. They would meet you in the middle or just slightly over the middle, maybe anywhere from $90 to $92 million as an example. You would then go to the board or the commission, and the commission would say, hey, look, they already got you a 92. We like what they did, no change. And what that means is we then have to kind of file to court and wait in line for 3 years, have a mediation, get it settled 5 minutes into mediation, and get a refund with interest. It's not ideal for anybody, but it's kind of where we are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that we at Altus Group do specialize in is and take pride in is speed to value. So we try to go to each level with the – you know, the evidence and the business case to get the values down as low as possible. Because, you know, having your money tied up for 3 years and waiting for a refund and tracking that, I know being in this business for almost a decade now is not fun. So we're coming to the conclusion of this podcast, Jeremy. Any you know, words of wisdom that you could give our listeners?
The one thing I will say is I'm available. Fernando's available. Other people in Altus Group are available. If you have questions, if you get a notice and say, how could this be right? What could possibly cause this assessment increase? I'm not comfortable yet with necessarily hiring somebody, but I want to talk to somebody through this. We're happy to talk. We're available to talk, and we're not going to charge anyone to have a conversation and really share kind of our thoughts and how we might be able to benefit you, whether you decide to use us, use somebody else, or just stick with doing it yourself. But if your value is not fair, whether you want to hire us, hire somebody else, please challenge it. Please look at it, because having other people look at that, having it really come from every angle to the assessor really is beneficial to realize if they've made mistakes that they need to fix it.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I truly appreciate it. To all the listeners for your time, we are available to answer any questions like Jeremy just mentioned. This does include part two of DC's values and timelines, as well as it concludes our Mid-Atlantic series for 2016. Truly appreciate your time and look forward to working with you in the near future. Have a great day.